I'm Juan, and I'm recovering from compulsive overeating.
Hi, Wanda.
Margie and Richard, for a reminder of all of the principles, because we read them a lot, but practicing them is the daily thing. And I was so happy to see when the new, what we used to call the Brown Book, it's actually the Overeaters Anonymous third edition, but it has the principles on the back of it. I was so glad to see that, because now I can turn that book over and there they are. And so I love that part about, I mean, the work that's done at the level of the, of our literature is just amazing to me. So we need people to come up and share on the principles. So please come on up.
Oh, it's a nice view here. It's lovely. My name's Kim, and I'm from Austin. I'm a recovering food addict. And,
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I guess the, well, you know, when I first came into OA principles, that can't be in my radar right now, because I'm just struggling with this step one thing. But as I got further into the steps, isn't courage associated with the fourth step?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Courage was a hard one for me. Until I heard people share that courage doesn't mean you're fearless. Okay, that's a different definition of what I thought courage was. I thought courage meant I have no doubt at all when I act on this. I have no doubts or fears or anything. But what I've learned through working the steps several times is that courage just means that I do it anyway, even if I'm terrified. And that puts me in that place of trust. If I act as if I have a higher power who, and it, from the beginning I wasn't really sure about that, but I acted as if there was something outside of me that would help me, that would bring me good things, that would help me recover and stop using food. So as soon as I let go of the belief that I had to be fear-free, fearless, to take the fourth step and use the courage, then I got over it and started writing it. And I share that with other people when I in meetings and who I sponsor, because I'm always going to be afraid of something. That's a perfectionistic idea, that I'm going to be fearless. No. So that's part of my recovery, too, to let go of that idea that I'll be fearless. So I'm just really grateful for the principles. I mean, they've all mean something different to me wherever I am in recovery. They all have something, they give me something I can learn at every turn.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a compulsive overeater from Austin.
Hi, Sarah.
It's good to be reminded of the principles. I haven't read those in a long time. I guess I'll talk about service, because I know it's been a long time since my miracle. My miracle is 1996, when God restored me to sanity with food, which was after a 10-year struggle. So any of you who are slipping or have slipped, or you know, that was just incredible that God lifted the obsession, which I'm sure He didn't really just lift it. I'm sure it was a lot of the footwork that I had been doing and a lot of the step work I had been doing to that point. But it was the first time in my life I knew what it was like to live without the constant get food, feel bad, get food loop that was going in my head. But, you know, it's sometimes, you know, we can be victims of our own success. And my food plan worked so well that I kind of quit working my spiritual program a little bit. And then when life started happening, and life did start happening for me. I mean, I got my PhD. I got married. I got foster kids. I got a life, which is pretty cool. But then, you know, I started losing things, which happens when you live life. And, you know, just say that because it was so long since the miracle, and I'd kind of gotten lackadaisical, that service really has helped me. I mean, that's what it's been. Because it's like when I got to a point where I couldn't sponsor. Sponsoring was too hard because I was in grief. Most recently, because I lost my two foster daughters. But, you know, I could do things like work on the OA newsletter. I could, I could still, there's plenty of service opportunities, like taking keys at meetings, you know, leading meetings. And I would always get back. and you just get so much back, and I would feel fed, you know, and I think that's the whole thing with the bottomless pit of overeating, is we just want to feel fed, you know, and so service, it's just, like, been the most wonderful, it's a gift, and it's a practice. It's a gift that somebody who is as self-centered as I am, and I know some of you get that, because I've heard that shared this morning. You know, just how self-centered we can be in our disease. You know, just, and of course, it doesn't look, you know, in my judgment, other people are self-centered that don't look like my version of self-centeredness. And mine is more the people-pleasing variety, which, you know, what's self-centered about that, right? I mean, you're people-pleasing, but we know it's all about the motive. So, you know, service is such a huge contradiction to that. And, you know, it's just always amazing that you get back without manipulating and controlling, you know. So I'm just really grateful to see that that is a spiritual principle, but it's also a gift of the program. So thank you.
Thanks so much.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Claire, compulsive overeater and food addict from Bow, New Hampshire. Very much enjoying not having to wear long pants and a heavy winter. I was looking at the principles, and I think the thing that has really struck me the most recently is hope. The hope that this program has given me in a different future than what I had anticipated before I started program. I was always a pretty negative person, and I realized that was all the fear that was involved in just being afraid of everything. Fear and self-centeredness, those were probably the two big things which are pretty closely related. And I found in this fellowship such a wonderful sense of hope and understanding, and as other people have said also, we're all different, but we're all the same. We understand the same experiences. We've all gone through different things in our lives, but through this fellowship, we understand what our reactions have been, and as other people have said also, I joined because of the food, but the real reason was the craziness. I've been up to 270-plus pounds and know how miserable that feels. And one thing I appreciated on the cruise is just a byproduct. I went cruising many, many years ago, and I could hardly fit in the shower. And I took a shower this morning, and I was like, not so bad. I can fit in. So, I mean, just the hope and the faith and the appreciation. And the last thing I want to share is when I first walked through the doors, you know, as we all know, it takes a lot of courage to walk into that first meeting, even when you make the phone calls and you do all the research and everything else. And I walked into my first meeting about a year and a half ago, and one of the members walked over to me. I had called her beforehand and confirmed the time and everything because I'm the same. And she put her arms around me and she said, "Welcome, you don't have to be alone anymore." And it was just such a warm, wonderful feeling, and I get that just about it. I'm very grateful to be here, be on this fellowship, and the lovely cruise, and sharing it with all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm CJ, and I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, CJ.
And I'm from Galveston, so this was easy for me to get to the boat because my son-in-law brought me. The reason I'm here is because of him, who is, and that's my daughter, because he's second in charge of the port, and so she had to move here. So when I decided it was time for me to be near my kids, this is where I came. I wanted to talk about faith. I was in AA for 25 years, and I was 65 years old by then, and it never occurred to me to ask God to remove my compulsion to eat. And I always suffered a lot of depression and, you know, that having to have a nap, just all of that stuff. And But when I came into OA, and I came in through an AA person who in a meeting said, after this meeting, I'm going to go pick up a 22-year chip in AA or in OA. And I had never heard of OA. And I was so grateful to hear that and got a hold of him after the meeting and said, what's this all about? And he told me what it was about. And so on March 5th, 12 years ago, I walked into that first meeting. But I had my experience of being in AA, which told me that if I worked this program, it would work just like it worked in that program. And so I had that faith right from the beginning that all I needed to do was work those steps and I would get free of that. Somebody mentioned white knuckling. I thought I would white knuckle myself into the grave because I was a yo-yo dieter. So I was either not eating or I was eating, and all the time I was always picking, you know, picking my lips, picking my fingers, all that anxiety that comes from not eating because you're in withdrawal, and you have all this tension in your body. And to watch that go away was such a miracle for me that I will forever, ever be grateful to this program for that. It's just like they talk in the drug stuff about getting the monkey off your back, and you know, that's what it always felt like to me. And through working this program, I don't have that monkey anymore. When I walked into the dining room this morning, I knew that all I had to do was practice the principles and do what I needed to do. And because I'm not involved with the substances that I know I'm not supposed to have, they're not calling to me when I walk into that dining room. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for that. You know, when I see people passing out food at events or at offices or whatever, you know, they don't call to me anymore. And just like, you know, for the first AA meeting I ever went to, there was this old guy that said, and whatever you do, you don't keep a rattlesnake in your refrigerator. And of course, for me, that in the beginning it meant booze, but, you know, from day one in this program, it meant I didn't have any of those things in my house. Because one of the things somebody told me in that first meeting was, if you bought it, you've eaten it, it's only a matter of when. And I really got, you know, that's the rattlesnake I don't need in my house either. And so I just wanted to say that about faith because I'm so grateful to be a part of this program. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.